Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Many today are throwing money at a whole lot of problems that they're facing. You know, money is used often as a way just to clean up mess or things or to fix a problem. Money, things. And, you know, instead of going to money, you have to go down to the root. Instead of thinking, or having it as a default setting, money, resources, things, our default setting needs to be seeking the Lord. And I think about in Acts chapter 3, We see that there was a crippled man, and he was laying down every day, begging in front of the gate beautiful.
All right.
From those who were going to pray. Now, the man had been doing this, we can gather, for some time now. I mean, we don't know how long he's been there, but he's been there for a while. And he maybe probably resolved in his mind that since I don't have any legs, I can't walk, that my only source of income or provision is just to sit here and just beg. You know?
Right.
He knew enough about God that he was staying outside the temple. He was staying on the outskirts. Didn't go inside the temple, but he was on the outside of the temple. Mm-hmm. And many people today are camped outside the temple. Mm. Just enough to hear, just enough to know, but not enough to come on in.
Right.
Talking about coming into Jesus. And you can be tempted so many times when you're facing a trial or challenges or difficulties to run to things, people, money, the medicine cabinet. First, instead of turning to God first, we need to run to God first. So the man's sitting at the gate, and he asked Peter for some money. Mm-hmm. And Peter and John were, getting ready to go to the temple.
Right.
And Peter's reply is, silver or gold, I don't have.
Have I not, yeah.
But what I have, I give you. So many times people are trying to make a withdrawal from someone. And it's like, what do they have? Peter says, what I have, I give you. That's powerful because Peter could have had nothing.
Right. Well, that didn't do anything. well, thank you. I appreciate that.
He could have had something bad, and you don't want none of that.
Right.
But what Peter had was Jesus. He had Jesus inside of him. So Peter takes his hand, and he helps the man. And instantly, the man gets up. His ankles become strong, and immediately he jumps on his feet and begins to walk. Peter had Jesus. Peter had faith in the power and the authority of the Lord. Peter had something that was much more valuable than silver or gold. Peter had Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We don't need to run to people. We don't need to run to money. We don't need to run to resources. We don't need to run to the medicine cabinet. All those things first as a default setting, because we have a perceived problem or a trial or a difficulty that we're going through. Our default setting is to be to run to Jesus.
Right.
If you have him in your heart. If you don't have God in your heart, this is a good time to do that. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you, none of these things that men have been known to run to are going to take care of you. You know what I mean? They're, mm-hmm. they're temporary fixes. And people just live in a continual. If you don't know God, you're living in a continual temporary fix, a band-aid over here and a band-aid over there and a band-aid over that. But it takes having a relationship with the Lord.
Right.
Peter had the one who holds everything in the palm of his hands. And instead of being tempted to run to these other things, we need to run to the solution. You know what I'm saying? We need to run to exactly. who God is. And I was just encouraged by that. Because God has everything. In Jesus is everything. And you can face many, many trials. You can face many circumstances. But this man is sitting every single day. Every single day. In front of this, outside the temple now, not in the temple. What would have happened if he would have walked in the temple?
All right.
Gave up on the fact that, you know what? I don't have any legs. These are my circumstances. I can't, get up and walk. I can't provide for myself. So the only way that this problem or this situation for him can be resolved, I mean, I need provision, I need to eat, I need to live, is to get resources from begging.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter said, Peter didn't have any resources to give him.
No.
But what he had was more powerful, more valuable than those resources. He had God. He had Jesus. That's all you need. Let me tell you something. You may think that you're down to zero, you're down and out, and you don't have anything, and maybe your friends have left you, your family's left you, and it's just you. Friend, we're here to encourage you that you have Jesus Christ in your life. You have every single thing you need. And if you abide with him, and you spend time daily reading his word and writing down what he tells you, let me tell you something, that God will lead you, direct you, provide you, and he'll be with you. We talked about it earlier in the extra hour that God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. Let me tell you something. It takes faith. We just talked about faith. It takes faith in God, having God in your heart. Instead of having a default setting for anything else, have a default setting that says, God, no matter what I face, no matter what I go through, I'm going to run to you.
That's right.
I'm going to run to you. And as believers, it's important what we have. But what I have, I mean, Peter confidently said, listen, I ain't got no money, but I do have something now. Mm-hmm. We should have a reservoir on the inside of us of just what God has just given us and revealed to us and faith, because we've experientially walked with God, right? We know God, not just in our mind, right? We just not know things of God, but we know God because we've experienced God. We have a relationship with him. And Peter said, listen, that's, you know, you're asking for money, but I see the root issue here. Let me say, you need a touch from God.
All right.
You need the Lord. So we want to encourage you today. Listen, you've got no problems.
Right? All right.
All you need is Jesus.
All right.
And faith in God.
And faith in God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.